to extend the analogy that, or the terms that Dogen uses in Genjo Koan. Though we can say Sashin is ending and turning into our ordinary life, it's not quite so. Sashin is a time, moment of its own, and it doesn't turn into ordinary life, though it has before and after. And ordinary after Sashin life isn't a continuation of Sashin, it's a time of its own with its own before and after. In a sense, if we use terms like relative and absolute, we can say that from a relative point of view, it seems that Sashin turns into after Sashin, and that before Sashin turns into Sashin. But from an absolute sense, there's no such turning into one or then turning into another. Sashin is absolutely the whole of this universe. And after Sashin is absolutely the whole of this universe. And if we get stuck, however, in just the so-called absolute, shouldn't use such words, but I do, then that too can get us into trouble. Because before Sashin, we have to be skillful and shop for Sashin. And when Sashin ends, we need to be skillful and do what it takes to pack ourselves up and return to our home and to our jobs and responsibilities, to pick just one piece. We can't say it's all absolutely the same, therefore doesn't make a difference. I can do before Sashin and no need to do Sashin, or I can continue Sashin and no need to go so-called back home and take up those responsibilities. In an analogous sense, form is empty, but empty is exactly form. Now, of course, empty and form aren't two different things. And truly absolute contains so-called relative. Or truly, when to use that other phrase that I've picked up a few times from Thich Nhat Hanh, the true name also includes putting a pirate into prison and giving therapy and help to prevent suicide of a girl who's been raped, and developing preventative measures. Can't say, oh, it's all the true name, therefore it doesn't make a difference. And if you're interested in protecting your frogs, you might do something to try to keep the snakes out of your garden. However, you might be unsuccessful. Successful? Fine. Unsuccessful? Good. So it's important to be able to see what Dogen is saying about what our whole life is. When he says, life is a thing unto itself with a before and after, but life does not turn into death. And this life, with even with before and after, it's cut off from the before and after too. In one sense, we don't have to talk about those sorts of things, because it's always being just this moment. Being just this moment. Which is what we say in the four practice principles. What we remind ourselves. It's what we have all the time. And this moment is neither relative nor absolute. Both relative and absolute, and beyond any such terms of relative and absolute. And that's our life that we live and we practice. And in Sesshin, we practice in Sesshin form, and in everyday activities, we practice and manifest this to the extent that we see it. That's important. To the extent that we can actualize it, that's wonderful. That's Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva doing deep prajna paramita, seeing clearly, clearly seeing emptiness of all the five conditions, relieving suffering and pain. Not just so-called own suffering and pain, but relieving in all encounters as skillful as can manifest it. That's why, how we say Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva. That's the functioning of compassion. That's the wisdom manifesting compassion. Okay. I just wanted to add this, what should I say, postscript. I don't hope it's helpful, but if it isn't, don't let it confuse your mind too much. Don't concern yourself with it. Let it go. Maybe something resonates. Maybe it doesn't. It does. That's wonderful. It doesn't. That's great. Just continue your practice, and whatever you need will manifest, and the opportunities, moment, 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 are there for you to take care of the whole universe. Okay. Thank you.